Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. I'm going to answer a question before I give the word that I've been asked and asked and asked, and I never just felt a release to speak about it publicly. I've talked about it one-on-one, but you hear me say, God has called me to be the prophet in your life. Well, how does that work? Well, it's more than just one-way communication. The point is relationship. Now, this word goes out to 250,000 people on our mailing list. Obviously, I cannot have a one-on-one relationship with everybody who asks. However, the way the Lord told me to do it is like this. Those that sign up for prophetic counseling, you can go to www.fathersheartministry.net and sign up for prophetic counseling. And those that sign up for prophetic counseling, God has directed me to leave an open-ended, it's not just a one-time thing, it's an open-ended invitation, not to extend the counseling, but to extend the hand of relationship, friendship, connection, to pour into you that which God has poured into me so that you can have your version of the breakthrough that I walk in. And it's not for everybody. It could not conceivably be for everybody because I'm not physically capable or even mentally or spiritually capable of having that with every single person that could hear this, but be led by the Holy Spirit because you've been asking for access. God has given me access in my life to some real big boy prophets, heavy hitters in the prophetic, and my life has been forever changed, and I want to pass that on to you. And so pray about that, to do a prophetic counseling. See, the prophetic counseling, yes, there's a donation required, and that's a transactional relationship. But going out of that, we open it up to an organic relationship, and there's been people that I've mentored for years who have walked into massive breakthrough. And because I want them to stand on my shoulders and excel beyond of where even I have walked. And so pray about that. Let the Lord lead you. You say, well, I don't know if I can do that. Listen, remember what Elijah said? He said, make me a little cake first. And the widow woman and her son didn't starve because of that. There's some people out there that you're going to starve of some things that God has for you if you don't take a step of faith. And I really don't have an apology, but I could say I cannot make this so easy for you that it doesn't require faith, commitment, and cost on your part. You need to pray about that and adjust your thinking into opening yourself to the blessing that God has for you. The Father says today, there's nothing random about where you find yourself in life, spiritually, relationally, even geographically. I placed you where you are, and I have a purpose for it. There's a need around you. There's a need in the land for the message that you carry, a thirst in the land for the truth I've entrusted you with. Don't be surprised by the calling I've put on you. You worry sometimes about emptying yourself out, pouring out what I've given you because you wouldn't want to use it all up, the wellspring of my spirit on the inside of you. Listen closely. I will not leave you depleted. Consider yourself a conduit pouring out to the needs of others, not just a container addressing your own finite needs. The wellspring on the inside of you is mine, and it flows endlessly. Your role is to channel it, my word, my spirit, my power, to let it flow freely through you and to reach those who are parched. Be faithful in using the gifts I've bestowed upon your life. I'm sending you to be a vessel poured out, says God. Your voice will rise in authority as a beacon to those around you. You'll be an instrument of liberation, setting hearts free with the truth. And there's more. You're not going to walk this path alone. I see a partnership. I send them out two by two. I see a partnership forming, a bond like that of yoke fellows Together you will be a force, the word of the Lord burning brightly within you both. Don't try to contain the fire. Let it blaze outward, ignite others, and set them ablaze with the same passion. Yes, there's be challenges and moments of doubt, but remember, I'm with you. Trust in the plan I've laid out, and watch as your faithfulness bears fruit beyond measure, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.